In this bulletin, young women, migrants and Indigenous Australians, the focus of a vaccine education campaign. Greater Brisbane set to come out of a snap three-day lockdown. And in sport, Cricket Australia and New South Wales Police investigate alleged racism at the SCG test. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Australian health authorities say most people will receive the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine this year. Melbourne laboratory CSL is mass producing 30 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine, with regulatory approval for the vaccine expected in February. Priority will be given to workers at quarantine facilities, in healthcare, the elderly, and those who are immunocompromised. The government has also launched a $24 million vaccine education campaign targeting young women, migrants, and Indigenous Australians. Research has revealed that these groups are most likely to hold concerns about the vaccine's safety. Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says more Australians must be protected.
It's very important that that everyone gets the message in an appropriate language, in their own language. And we know that there are some parts of the community who are more hesitant about vaccines. We need to definitely address them directly. The more people that can be vaccinated, the better.
Brisbane residents are set to come out of lockdown from 6 p.m. today as the state recorded zero new cases. Greater Brisbane was locked down over the past 3 days to contain a highly infectious COVID-19 variant. Residents can expect further announcements on the next steps to be outlined today. But other state leaders are still keeping borders closed with Queensland out of caution. Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan says any change in border rules will be based on health advice.
We aren't at the point in time to say that we'd open up to Queensland. Generally what we've done is allow for a buffer period after they get to zero cases. It's normally 28 days. And that's been the arrangement we've had. That normally works. In this case, we'd get some urgent advice from, we'll get some advice from the Chief Medical Officer to give us the right arrangement to deal with Queensland.
New South Wales health officials say the state is on high alert after three coronavirus cases spent time in the community whilst infectious. The three cases are linked to the existing Boralla and Avalon clusters and are now close contacts of known cases. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chance says there are some gaps in the contact tracing system.
So we have recently identified some cases that were previously not recognised as close contacts. We have recognised them as close contacts, but they were in the community infectious for a period of time. People do their best in giving us a history of who attended their house or who they had contact with. There are always times where that fails.
Indonesian authorities have recovered black boxes from a passenger jet that crashed into the Java Sea. Rescuers also found bodies, clothing and debris. Search teams hope the black boxes will help them understand why the Boeing 737-500 flight crashed shortly after takeoff from Jakarta. President Joko Widodo says a national investigation has been launched into the crash of the Sriwijaya Air Flight 182. Mr. Widodo offered his condolences to relatives of the victims.
I, on behalf of the government and all Indonesian people, express my deep condolences for the occurrence of this tragedy.
And in sport, Cricket Australia and New South Wales Police have launched separate investigations into claims that players of the Indian cricket team were subjected to racist abuse from spectators during the third test at the SCG. Play was halted for several minutes after the Indian team alerted umpires to alleged abuse from spectators in the stands, even after an official complaint was submitted on Saturday. New South Wales Police interviewed multiple attendees and six people were removed from the venue. Cricket Australia has apologised to the Indian team. Spinner Ravi Chandran Ashwin says the players have faced such remarks in Sydney before.
This is my fourth tour to Australia, and Sydney, especially here, has been. We've had a few experiences even in the past. The way the crowd has been speaking, especially the people on the lower tier of the stands, they have been quite nasty. They have been hurling abuses as well. But this is a time where they've actually gone one step higher and used racial abuses, and so this must be definitely dealt with iron fist and. We must make sure that it doesn't happen again.
And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny 32, Adelaide, partly cloudy 37, Melbourne, hot, mostly sunny 37, Hobart, very hot, late shower or 2, 36, Canberra, sunny 33, Wollongong, mostly sunny 27, Sydney, sunny 28, Newcastle, mostly sunny 28, Brisbane, partly cloudy 29, Cairns, showers 32, and Darwin, shower or 2, possible storm 33. This is SBS News.